Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to discuss temporary roundabout at Vineyard Drive. 100-acre forest fire sparks in Gifford burn scar. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A temporary roundabout may come to an intersection in Templeton. The County Board of Supervisors will consider approving a public works item in its next meeting on March 24th, which would install the roundabout at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Bethel Road. The intersection was identified for improvements in 2017 and 2023 for either traffic signals or a roundabout. The project on Tuesday would install a temporary roundabout with a center island, new striping, signage, and asphalt curbs. Safety and performance metrics will be measured following the installation, which may then influence the installation of a permanent roundabout. Chairman of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, David Leader, has announced his opposition to the roundabout, temporary or permanent, as a waste of taxpayers' money and a safety issue for homes near the intersection. In October 2025, the city of Atascadero announced that the popular restaurant, Chick-fil-A, submitted a proposal for a location on El Camino Real. The next step in developing the restaurant in the city will be discussed in the next city council meeting, where the owners of the vacant pads in the Home Depot Center are seeking approval for a zoning change. The Planning Commission considered this in their March 3rd meeting, and they recommended approval with some conditional changes. The project will activate three vacant pads in the Home Depot Commercial Center, which will go to a new retail space, a hotel, and a Chick-fil-A. The full scope of the project, including architectural design, parking spaces, and traffic flow, will be discussed in the next Atascadero City Council meeting on March 24th. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. 100-acre forest fire sparks in Gifford burn scar. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire sparking in the burn scar of the Gifford Fire. CAL FIRE San Luis says the fire was reported at around 11:37 a.m. on Friday morning in Los Padres National Forest between Pozo Road and Highway 166. CAL FIRE's initial announcement said the fire was approximately 50 acres and that it took place within an area already identified for a planned range improvement project. The fire grew to about 100 acres, and although containment was reported to be at 0% by 5:18 p.m. on Friday, CAL FIRE's incident page currently lists the incident as closed. A fundraiser for an upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13, 2025, and his friends have launched a fundraiser titled Project 625 to assist him in his new lifestyle.
The goal of the event is essentially just kind of organize a fundraiser around a really hard effort to try and raise some money to get him an adaptive mountain bike, because he grew up riding mountain bikes, and we're just trying to get him back to some normalcy as quick as possible. And we feel we're blessed and able to go run and use our legs and try and raise some money in the process to get him back to being outside and on the mountains and on some trails and back to, like I said, some normalcy.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the main organizers of the fundraiser, which will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after.
They've recruited 5 runners for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said any funds past their initial goal will still go to Killian and his wife to help adapt.
So our set goal is $20,000. Anything extra is just going directly to them to help, because just medical expenses that they're dealing with still, and then just the amount of money and expenses it takes to pretty much adapt his new way of life. Just they had to change the entire inside of their house, how he moves around, everything he has in his house to keep his muscles stimulated. Exercise. They raised a lot of money initially, and that covered some of the medical expenses, but they're pretty much gone through all of that and still having their expenses and their house updates and getting Bryson driving is another thing, and just everything that goes into like a full lifestyle change.
The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. The County Probation Department has announced the completion of a new, upgraded probation headquarters in the city of San Luis Obispo. The $40 million, 34,000-square-foot site is located on Bishop Street off Johnson Avenue. The facility provides community correction services that help promote public safety, accountability, and rehabilitation for youth and adults throughout the county. The Probation Department will begin a phased move-in operation of the building over the coming weeks and will officially open its doors in April. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Kings beat the Nets 126-122. On Saturday, the Hawks beat the Warriors 126-110. The Clippers over the Mavericks 138-131. The Lakers beat the Magic 105-104. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pistons. The Warriors will go against the Mavericks. The Clippers will face the Bucks. In California news, Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco held a news conference on Friday saying he has launched an investigation into a ballot count for Riverside County. The investigation alleges a discrepancy in the ballot count for the November 2025 special election on redistricting in the same county where Chad Bianco is currently sheriff. Attorney General Rob Bonta said Bianco's move is designed to sow distrust in elections. Assembly Bill 1942, or the E-Bike Accountability Act, was introduced by Assemblymember Rebecca Bower-Kahn. The rules would require Class 2 and Class 3 riders of e-bikes to have a special license plate registered at the DMV. A victim of a 1997 murder in California has been identified, according to the Placer County Sheriff's Office. The body of a woman was discovered in a snowbank in Placer County. Police determined she was strangled to death, but her identity remained unknown for decades. Thanks to advancements in forensic investigations, she has been identified as Melinda Beardsley, a mother who is missing from Nevada. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all news time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, federal farm support programs are playing an ever-increasingly central role as U.S. producers navigate a period of economic uncertainty marked by high costs and weak commodity prices. Programs administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, including some support and disaster assistance initiatives, have certainly provided a financial backstop for a lot of farmers and ranchers facing tight margins here recently. Recent enrollment in aid programs have remained strong, reflecting ongoing stress in the agricultural sector. Industry groups say, though, that current conditions, including elevated fertilizer and fuel costs, have made federal assistance absolutely essential for maintaining operations. Now, some policymakers, however, are debating whether existing programs provide sufficient coverage, in particular, as Congress works to finalize a new farm bill. In the meantime, analysts say continued resilience on federal support only underscores broader structural challenges in agriculture, including price volatility and rising production expenses. So as the saying goes, only time will tell. Ranchers, Wednesday, March 25th is the 20th annual Peterson Grain and Cattle Production Sale at the ranch north of Havre, Montana. Selling our 49 yearling registered Angus bulls, stout, correct, and fed for the long run. The goal is to produce functional, durable, fertile cattle that make the commercial cowman's life easier. Bulls that work from the Milk River to the Bear Paws and Sweetgrass Hills. Cattle that work as hard as you do. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Also carried live on Northern Livestock Video. For all the details, visit Peterson. GrainandCattle.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Do look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. The U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is taking a toll on California's high-value agriculture sector. In addition to causing sharp increases in fuel and fertilizer costs, the war has disrupted access to key export markets. Since the war began on February 28th, Iran has responded to U.S. attacks by effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial shipping route, and paralyzing commercial ports in nearby countries that host U.S. military bases. Robert Verloop, CEO of the California Walnut Board and Commission, said 70,000 tons of walnuts, or about 10% of the billion-dollar sector's yearly production, were either en route to the Middle East or scheduled to be shipped there this month. That certainly is at risk, Verloop said. Tulare County nut exporter Berkham Hundal said one vessel carrying a shipment of his was diverted to the Netherlands, while another was rerouted to Algeria. It's going to be a loss, Hundal said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 North, just north of the North Spring Street off-ramp here in Paso Robles. CHP says that at about 5:21 this morning, a vehicle hit a deer and was pulled over to the right-hand shoulder in the road. Then a second vehicle hit that first vehicle. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 North, just north of the North Spring Street off-ramp here in Paso Robles. CHP has a unit at the scene. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 50, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny Sunday and Monday. Mid-80s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday into the weekend, 75 a week from today. Currently it is 51 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are declining and stock futures are rallying after President Trump said the U.S. will postpone further strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure for 5 days. He's citing productive talks between the two countries. Brent crude, the global benchmark, has dipped below $100 a barrel. The president had set a deadline of later today for Tehran to open the Strait of Hormuz or he would attack Iran's power plants. Bitcoin is recovering ground and is now over $70,000. Airline stocks are higher. Delta, United, and American shares are all up more than 3% on anticipation of easing Mideast travel and energy prices. Carnival Cruise Line shares up nearly 4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We We have lots of inventories and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Kerberil and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go. It's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to get going on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
I must tell those who failed to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, I will have on Terry Banish, 12:30 to 1. It's part of Sound Off. She'll update us because we're getting into, well past first gear into many events going on throughout the North County, but particularly in Atascadero, so she'll fill us in. And then Susanna still enjoying her maternity leave. And we're going to relive history with a little education on FDR and the New Deal. The New Deal, to refresh your memory this afternoon, so enjoy that. All right, so got some news over the weekend. Pretty cool stuff. A local kid, you have heard his name mentioned here several times, Dylan Beavers, playing for the Baltimore Orioles, and he has made the opening day roster. So how about that? He's going to he'll be up there in Camden Yards. They play, I think, on Wednesday. And it just so happens that the Orioles will be taking on, for the opening day in Baltimore, the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins has an infielder on their team by the name of Brooks Lee, who's from San Luis Obispo. They do know each other. So what are the chances? That's pretty cool stuff there. So congratulations, Mom and Dad and Dylan. And here we go. Baseball season's on the way. Okay, let's see. There was something else along those lines. Oh, I just forgot. I didn't look for my trivia question because it has to do with, not baseball. All right, let's see here. I thought I got one in early, but I didn't. Okay, so yes, I did. I got this several times over the weekend, and this has to do, Chris covered the story a little bit on the Board of Supervisors, it's on the consent agenda. It's item 24. This is Templeton, the Vineyard and Bethel Safety Demonstration Roundabout Project. Apparently, there's a group of people who say this is not needed in the Templeton area, and that the only problem in that particular area is when school is in session in the morning and afternoon, and it is only a delay for 3 to 5 minutes at most. All right, so this group, I don't know if there's a group name on this, but they are encouraging people to voice their, at least this one, opposition to this, to vote no for the Board of Supervisors, to encourage them to do that. So anyway, just a little something. I think there were a lot of people that were against they call it the dog bone, the roundabout out there on Golden Hill and Union. And it's worked out extremely well, at least from what I've been able to read. Or not read, but just to observe. Again, I don't drive during the busy times, but I haven't heard of many accidents out there. As of yet, some rudeness, people do, you know, those people are going to be rude anyway. So, anyway, those are just a couple of things to start off this morning. And also, can a city completely cut off access to your home? The simple answer is no. Okay, cities, they can temporarily restrict some things within your neighborhood and while they're doing repairs and so forth, even in conjunction with utility companies and so forth, but they can't say you can't get out of your house for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. They simply can't do that. One is obviously for public safety and also for emergencies that could pop up. So there is, you know, access of, you've seen the signs, residents only and so forth. So when you get a letter or you think or people start to say that you won't be able to leave your house or go shopping or anything for 3 or 4 days or 6 years, whatever it may be, try to use some common sense and contact people just to reassure that they are not doing this. Okay? It's when you spread rumors, it's not good, and it's not fair to the city either when that happens. Speaking of which, let me see, how this is going to go. When well, Chris, let me ask you, because you are from the younger generation.
Sure.
When you go into a public place, and I'm just going to throw out some things in here. It doesn't mean that you've gone to them or whatever. If you're going to, let's just say, a library, you know, something along those lines where it's shared by many people.
Yeah.
Would you go in and start complaining that the lights are too dim or it's too hot or too cold?
No. I mean, if it was too hot or too cold, I would just leave. And the lights being too dim just sounds like a nitpick.
Okay. Thank you for saying nitpick. Apparently, we have some people, and I'm guessing this may be in a certain age group. You've got nothing better to do all day than complain about stuff like that. I mean, I've seen it at the gym over the years. Not recently, but so they have TVs on the wall. And they have these cardio machines that face the TVs, obviously. And there's different types of cardio machines. People like certain things, all right? People will complain that the cardio machine that they like is not in front or near the particular TV station that they like. They would like the channel changed. Now, I don't know about many of you. I don't go to a gym to watch TV. I'll look up on it. You know, you walk by and you see you got all kinds of, you know, CNN, Fox News, other stuff, some sports. You look up and you may see it. But I'm certainly not going to waste the time of the establishment to go over there and start crying because my favorite channel isn't on where my bike is. And then also the same people that complain that it's too hot or too cold. Go to the gym, do your workout, and leave. Or if you're that type of person, don't go to the gym. As a matter of fact, stay in your house and quit bothering the rest of us. In other words, grow up. Please grow up. It's just absolute. If you've got 200 people and it doesn't matter whether it's a gym or not, you're not going to please everybody with the lighting or the heating or the air conditioning, et cetera, et cetera. You can make those judgments or adjust things when you get to your own home. Businesses set standards. Some are set not necessarily by the people who work there. I know in the case of the gym, like many things are becoming, everything is corporate. So they set it at whatever level, and they have these type of lightings, et cetera, et cetera. So please, you know, stop saying these kids today when it's the old people today that are doing a lot of this crap. Okay, so speaking of things along those lines, you may think I'm fooling here, but I'm not. This has to do with a state near us. It's a bill that is being proposed. I say, Kevin, well, it's out of state. What's the bill? Well, you know what happens. Things travel, particularly nutty bills and good ones, too. There is a initiative petition to a state to the north of us. IP-28. IP-28. Now, this was sent to me from someone who, from a friend who moved from Arizona to Florence, Oregon, a couple of years ago. It's, again, the bill is IP-28. It will ban hunting and fishing and farming animals throughout the state. Okay? This has to do, the Love of Animals group, they want this to go through. The bill before Congress will ban fishing, ban hunting, ban farming, that includes raising chickens, pigs, beef for food, ban the same animals if even to produce eggs or milk. It doesn't matter that any of these essential food products will be banned from grocery stores or shipped in by mail, but that will be the next phase, considering banning trucks from carrying these products along Interstate I-5 and maybe I-80 as well. Now, there is a link if you want to do it, and just look up Oregon IP-28. Again, that would criminalize this. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife estimate that hunting and fishing generate over $1.2 billion annually to the state of Oregon. Think about that. Now, there's other things in this bill. If they can get this through, there's more on the way. And it's under the heading of you can't make these things up. The pest control would be included too. You won't be allowed to trap rats and mice, spray for any form of bad bugs or termites. I don't know how that would be possible, because when you sell a house, don't you have to get that inspection? Anyway, that's what these people are thinking about doing this in Oregon. And I'm sure if it gets any kind of mileage, it would come through in California as well. Let's see here. On the text, I quit going to the Avila Hot Springs when a newly arriving person began complaining that the water was too hot and that the lifeguard complaining and then lowering the temperature. Well, again, that's what you get. They should probably, I don't know what the parameters are there, but they should say, look, sir, we have to have, you know, the temperature set at this for whatever reason, come up with a reason to do it. Maybe that would help, or maybe that person would understand instead of just being a pain in the neck that he wants it at a different temperature only when he goes in and so forth. And if there were enough people complaining, maybe you can understand that, but there may be other reasons for that too. So, okay, so what do we have? Again, this is sweeping across California, particularly here in our county. Some may consider this a privacy concern. This is the police surveillance cameras. They're scattered around San Luis Obispo County. And there is a group, it's an activist group, that they want them gone. And their solar-powered camera mounted to a traffic pole. They silently record the license plate color and model of every vehicle that zips through the intersection. These have been around for a few years at least. And law enforcement says it's a great tool to use to help them apprehend criminals. They can find people that stole things, et cetera, et cetera. So it is ALPRs and other surveillance equipment to thousands of law enforcement agencies. Okay, now there's over 80,000 of them across the United States, not just California. And again, law enforcement is behind this, so there is a group here in the county that says, we don't want this. Now, one of the reasons this group doesn't want it, it says because law enforcement across Southern California had illegally shared information with immigration enforcement agencies with officers. And the Modesto Bee reported that the Modesto Police Department discovered that Border Patrol and several other federal agencies had access to information from these Flock cameras. Now, there is a law in California that the California agencies are prohibited from sharing this information of the automatic license plates with out-of-state law enforcement and federal agencies. So what do you think? Chris, are you okay with these type of cameras?
With what types of cameras?
These Flock cameras, they take your license plate number and et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, no, not really.
Okay. Because of?
Surveillance.
All right. Surveillance. All right. So the argument, and I'm with you. I don't like them. I understand part of it for law enforcement, but, you know, because I remember this years ago. I forget what the bill was, but a gentleman called in because it had to do with the police stopping your vehicle basically for no reason other than they just stopped your vehicle. I don't know if the police were allowed to do that years ago, but let's just say they were. And I remember a gentleman calling in saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what's the big deal? And I don't trust government. I don't want that. And how far do we want to go with this type of thing? Yeah, you can recover some goods, maybe arrest criminals. But again, once something starts, it usually doesn't stay at point A. It goes beyond that. So how far do we want? So just something to consider. And there has been some issues in other areas, and there's been some lawsuits and so forth about the misuse of it and also just the privacy issue with many people. So that would be up to you and your call. All righty. Also, we had a gentleman that called in last Friday, and it had to do with the insurance. The homeowner's insurance for many people, particularly in rural areas, that have risen quite a bit, or they have been canceled. And during the course of the conversation, it was pointed out that, you know, it's kind of funny that government initiates some rules and regulations to make it safer, and not just in the rural areas, but for your house in general, you have to have these type of things, this installed, et cetera, to either help, enforcement such as fire, or the type of material that you use for your house, again, to minimize damage if there is a fire and so forth and so on. And one of the things I thought about this weekend was, so the state does that, or the cities, and maybe it's good. Maybe let's just, for the sake of argument, say that's a good thing to do. All right, it's a little more expensive, but hey, it's going to protect your home. You have sprinklers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So even with all of this, the insurance companies continue to raise the rates. Now, what I was thinking about this weekend regarding that conversation with the gentleman is, I wonder if and how many insurance companies have supported causes for these environmental groups or donated money to a bill or something along the lines where you can't cut our forest and thin it out to minimize any potential danger for fires. I'd love Nick Shirley to look into that to see, well, these insurance companies, they supported whatever group there that doesn't want to do this, allow us to go in and clean it out, and they're raising our rates. So part of that is because of the book Extortion, which has been mentioned several times over the last few months here on this radio station. All right, we're going to exit. Head this way. That's stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A temporary roundabout may come to an intersection in Templeton. The County Board of Supervisors will consider approving a public works item in its next meeting on March 24th, which would install the roundabout at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Bethel Road. Following the installation, the intersection will be evaluated based on its safety and performance. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire sparking in the burn scar of the Gifford Fire. CAL FIRE slows the blaze was reported about 11:37 a.m. on Friday morning in the Los Padres National Forest area. The fire grew to about 100 acres, and although containment was reported to be at 0% by 5:18 p.m. on Friday, CAL FIRE's incident page currently lists the incident as closed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Gossman. Officials giving an update on Sunday night's collision between a plane and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
Sadly, the two pilots are confirmed deceased.
Catherine Garcia, executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. The collision forcing a complete ground stop.
Frontier 4195 to stop there, please. Stop. Truck one, stop. Stop, truck one, stop.
Audio courtesy of FlightRadar24.com. The clock is ticking on President Trump's 48-hour threat issued Saturday to hit Iran's power plants unless they open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is threatened to retaliate on energy infrastructure in the region if that happens. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation that's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Alrighty, we have 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
The first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament is in the books. Sunday, defending champion Florida became the first regional number one seed to drop out this year, losing to Iowa 73-72. Alvaro Falgueras buried a three with 4 seconds left. Arizona took care of Utah State, so three top seeds advanced after Duke and Michigan won handily on Saturday. Two seeds, Purdue, Iowa State, and Connecticut, posted double-digit wins on Sunday, along with Midwest four seed Alabama, which hit the 90-point mark for the second straight game without Aiden Holloway. Tennessee fought off Midwest number 3 Virginia, and St. John's took out East 4 seed Kansas 67-65 on a Dylan Darling layup at the buzzer.
You know, I probably don't deserve this. I was pretty bad all night long, but my teammates held it down.
Those were his only points of the game. The NIT second round over the weekend, Wake Forest became the first top seed to fall. The other number ones, Auburn, Tulsa, and New Mexico, advanced. NBA, the Nuggets snuffed out the Blazers 128-112. Nikola Jokic put up his 35th triple-double of the season. season. Knicks won their sixth straight, 145-113 over the Wizards, who have dropped 16 in a row. Those tanking rules are working out great. And the Timberwolves topped the Celtics for their first win in Boston since 2005. On the ice, the Avalanche edged the Capitals 3-2 in overtime despite goal number 1,000 for Alex Ovechkin, 923 in the regular season, 77 in the playoffs. The Golden Knights shaded the Stars, but Dallas became the second team to clinch a playoff berth alongside Colorado. And at the track, Tyler Reddick took the checkered flag at Darlington, his fourth win this year. Only Dale Earnhardt and Bill Elliott won four of the first six races in a NASCAR season. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, plentiful sunshine on your Monday. Highs right around 90, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50. And will be mainly sunny on your Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s. Heading out to Wednesday, mid-80s. Low to mid-80s on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And, boy, this will sound nice, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7:03 a.m., 7:17 p.m., and we are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979, located at 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Just a moment, we will have the world-famous Pet Alert and trivia.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. All righty, we're set and ready to go. Checking in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Okay, as I look to my left, I got nothing. Zilch, nada. Big fat nothing. All right, Mr. Garcia.
All right, we've had a weekend. What do we have for the Monday?
This was a popular phrase that gained popularity in the 1940s. And it was mentioned in the fish wraps, also known as newspaper advertising. And it is the, according to this, a formula for the perfect, easy smile. What is the phrase?
Okay. So a figure of speech, I'm guessing, for a perfect, easy smile.
Yes. And this phrase, let's see here. Because of the sounding of a couple of letters, it forces the mouth into a wide, pleasant grin. And it also keeps the teeth intact.
Okay, okay. I don't think I know this one, but I feel like once you tell me, I'm going to know it. It's still used today, I'm guessing?
Huh?
Is it still used today?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay.
It's something that people, well, particularly now, probably more than ever because of the easy access of what people carry around with them. All right. Now, the phrase is different in other countries, but it's similar to what the goal is and the reasons for it.
As much as I want to give a guess, I'm drawing a blank here.
What do people say when you're taking a picture?
Cheese.
Cheese.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Because you said a phrase.
Well, just, you know.
It's a word.
Okay. I was going to say cheese.
Okay. I guess that's fair.
All right. Because the CH sound keeps teeth together, while the long E sound forces the mouth into a wide, pleasant grin. All right. So there you go. You learn something every day. If you lose one or find one, take a picture of it and have them say cheese, particularly if it's a rat. Let's see here. Call the station 238-5775 or reception at kprl.com, the world-famous pet alert. Brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All right. Trivia at 4 minutes away from 7, brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out there at the airport, known as One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, here we go. The March Madness continues as we get down, and there are just some really exciting games, just really athletic basketball watching over the weekend on both sides, the ladies and the men's. Okay, so the destination is the Final Four, the championship game. That's the final destination. That's where they all want to be, in that championship game. A chance. What schools, and you only have to give me one, hold the record for the most losses in the men's basketball national championship game? Which schools... And again, you only need to give me one, holds the record for the most losses in the championship game. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to get down as the first qualifier of the week. And, of course, you can look at this a couple of ways. You got to be good to get there. And to hold the record, you got to be good for, or your program has to be good for a long time to build up the record. These schools have won the championships as well quite a few times. I'll give you a hint that they have been basketball powers for a long time. So there's three of them that hold the record for the most losses in the men's championship game. Give me one of them. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Let's see here. One of the schools is hated. People hate them. Matter of fact, I had a conversation yesterday about that. Hi, good morning.
Indiana.
Excuse me?
Indiana.
No, not IU. Not Indiana. They were good for a... pretty decent time, but they've been about average for quite a few years now. All right, let's see here. We're almost out of time on this. These are historic basketball programs. Big-time historic basketball programs. So they've got some championships, but they also hold the record for the most losses in the big game.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. In October 2025, the city of Atascadero announced that the popular restaurant Chick-fil-A submitted a proposal for a location on El Camino Real. The next step in developing the restaurant will be discussed in the next city council meeting tomorrow, where the owners of the Home Depot parking lot are seeking approval for a zoning change. The county probation department has announced the completion of a new upgraded probation headquarters in the city of San Luis Obispo. The department will begin a phased move-in over the coming weeks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Alrighty, so in the championship game, the record tied with the most losses is 6 each from, again, these are pretty darn good programs, North Carolina, Kansas, and Duke. Now, in the Final Four, the most Final Four appearances without a title, is the University of Houston. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and the list goes on.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.